Welcome to Bank of America Stadium. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate the time and effort and know that your presence we don't take for granted. My name is Stephen Drummond. I work with our communications and digital team. Today is a great day to be a Carolina Panther. We're beyond thrilled to introduce our new owner, David Tepper, and usher in a new start to Carolina Panthers football. Great opportunity and responsibility comes with being one of the 32 owners in the National Football League. You have a unique platform to not only impact your community, but really have an impact across our world. And Dave really understands that. He gets that. And I can't wait to hear him share with you guys his vision for this team and this entire region. So with that, I'd like to welcome the new owner of the Carolina Panthers, Mr. David Tepper.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You got socks on today?
Not today.
Okay. Listen, I'm thrilled to be here. It's incredibly exciting. Great organization. Great football organization, and listen, it's a new day for this organization, and hopefully we'll have bigger and better things to come, including Super Bowl championships in the future. So with that, if you guys have any questions, I'm open. I'll let Steve.
Guys, make sure that you state your name and your affiliation just so Dave can start to get to know who you are and know your face.
Hey Dave, good morning, Joe Person with the show.
I know your face.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing, but yeah. When we spoke to you in Atlanta, you said that you needed some more time to evaluate things, and I know it's only been 6 weeks, but what changes are you looking to make organizationally or personnel-wise just to kind of make sure the things that happened under Jerry don't continue?
Well, this is... I don't know if I quite have 24 hours yet, but I own this team, so still evaluating things. In general, like I just said, I like to have an open environment, one big family environment, where everybody feels safe about the family. And that means you can come up and talk to people, and there's going to be, just openness on all sides of this organization, both the football side and the business side.
Eric, go ahead.
Eric Spanberg, oh, there we go. Eric Spanberg with the Charlotte Business Journal. You made a reference to development when we were in Atlanta, and all of us have been speculating ever since. So can you talk a little bit about future practice fields, training camp headquarters, those kinds of things? How will you approach that? What's your timeline?
Well, I think, I don't know who wrote the articles about practice field, and this being one of the few places that doesn't have new practice fields, obviously we're in need. So I think a lot of these things can't be done independently. I can't talk about a practice field without talking about new stadiums. And as I said before, I view this as, the Carolina Panthers in both states. So we have to think about where we're putting things and where we're putting things. But. One of the things I did say that winning is important. One way or another, we have to make the can't be less than competitive with other NFL teams. And at this point, given our practice field and what other people have in the league, we're falling behind a little bit. So that's because I do view the football side. This is a business. Don't forget that. You're the business guy, I guess, in the room here. So. But the football side is very important, and winning is, like I said, very important, on the football side, and I mentioned the community side. But one of the aspects is that we treat our players right, and we don't have any disadvantages to any other teams in the league. So, top priority would be thinking about that practice field.
Jordan.
Hi, David. Welcome. Jordan Rodriguez with Charlotte Observer. In terms of a revenue standpoint and modernizing this organization to compete with the league around it and the world around it, what are some of your ideas, your ingenuity as you come in and kind of get an overall view of this organization?
So, you know, you're talking about more the business side again, I think so. Look, we have a law that was passed just recently, and it's not yet hit the Carolinas, the whole gambling aspect. And you think about the fans, and you want to keep the fans in the building. Eventually, it's going to hit, you know, North and South Carolina. It has to, from a revenue standpoint. You have issues with paying teachers and other things down here, and, you know, tax revenues, so it's inevitable. When we're thinking about these things, we have to take that into consideration because, you know, I want to make sure fans are in that building and sharing this team. And I don't want fans not in that building. So we have to, if the things come, so, you know, we are, you know, sometimes you get lucky when you don't think you're lucky. You know, so one of the things we're lucky is that we do have an old stadium that we have to redo. We do have an old practice field. We don't have, we have to new practice fields. And along those things, with some of the changes with the gambling, you know, we do have an advantage that we can think about what fans may want. Have to make sure they're in our building to cheer this team on, because I do think an active fan base, I do believe that the fans are the 12th man on the field, okay? And I want to make sure that 12th man's in that stadium. So, like I said, some of those things where there are revenue producers, there's other development here. You know, if we do move the practice field to someplace other than right next to the stadium, which doesn't necessarily make so much sense, you know, you do open up a lot of area for development and other development here, and there's going to be the new Amtrak station, it's just up on 4th Street, I guess, where the Greyhound station is, if I got that right. So I'm thinking about those sort of things. And, you know, all these things are, everything goes hand in hand in this community. And it's not just the business things. It's a matter of also things like high school games. And I kind of think that high school championships should be played in that stadium. That's what I think, okay? Because that's part of the community, bringing that in the community. I also think that there should be more, I don't want to screw up the field, but I think there should be more bigger events there, like, the right type of concerts, okay, in that stadium that there really hasn't been. So I think I want to utilize the stadium a lot more for the community, because I think that's important as being a member of the community. So.
Katie?
Good morning, Mr. Tepper. I know that you said that you are on board with a lot of the recommendations that Mary Jo White recommended be implemented league-wide. Those recommendations including the prohibition of the use of non-disclosure agreements to limit violations of workplace misconduct will be reviewed by the league. Here within the Panthers, will you implement those recommendations regardless of what the league decides, specifically the non-disclosure agreement part?
Specifically, not listen. Whatever was, this is now, okay? This is going to be an open place. So there's not going to be, non-disclosure agreements no matter what in this new place and that sort of thing. Okay, that was then. This is now. Okay, that was then. This is now. This is going to be an open place where people are going to have the right people to talk to come up with problems. And by the way, if that problem, if I do something incredibly stupid, they should be talking about me. Okay, that's the place. That's what this place is going to be. Okay.
Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Sorry, Ashley.
Good morning, Charlotte.
The
Charlotte Post.
Okay, the Charlotte Post, okay.
In terms of looking at the overall scheme of not only the city, but the relationships with local city government as well as county side of things, have you had a chance to converse or perhaps engage and start potential relationships with a fairly newly elected body on the city council side?
Listen, I really haven't had any extensive conversations with governors and such. Just had a very quick greeting with the mayor, but that's about it. There's a lot of discussions to have about how we do things here. This is a partnership. Hopefully, not just with, this is the logical place for the stadium. Not just with Charlotte, if that's what it is, but also with hopefully the governor of North Carolina, the governor of South Carolina, and even though I haven't really returned their calls yet, I'm happy to return their calls now. It wasn't appropriate before I interviewed it. So I think there's a lot to talk about, and I think there's some really interesting things from the development side for them and for me, for us, the Panthers, to consider. Okay.